Coming up, what we hate about living in the Disney area. Hey everyone, Sean Falk with Moving to Orlando, your experts in helping you move to the Orlando area and live your Disney dream. So, companion video, we've done one that's what we love about living in the Disney bubble, but we also have stuff we hate about living here too, and we want to get started on that pretty quick. But before we do, I want to show you our panel of hate over here. Realtor Danielle George.
Hello.
Our realtor Ruben Cologne.
Hi there.
And not a realtor, but someone who has things he hates about the area too, Craig Williams.
Oh, hi.
All right. So obviously hate's a strong word, but sometimes it's accurate. But so we'll see what it is that everyone hates. I don't know what other people came up with about what they don't like about living in this area. It is not all sunshine and rainbows. We do get occasional rainstorms every single day in this area. And there's a lot that could be better, and we want to be fair to all parties here. But if you are looking to move to this area and you want to join us in finding out things you might not like about the area, you can go to movingtoorlando.com and fill out our contact us form and get in touch with one of these great realtors if you're not like off put by moving here after this. So we know this is a risk, but we want to be fair. So I'll start with Danielle. You moved here from Wisconsin.
Yep.
Over a year ago, but you did the Disney College program before, so you've been in and out of here. So like, now that you're here and you're full time, like really really living, like what have you kind of found that you just are like, I don't like that?
This is probably going to be the biggest one, traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Growing up in Kenosha, we had like three major roads. So there was the most traffic it would take was like a couple minutes at the stoplight. Here I have gotten very used to just standstill traffic. The time on the GPS will go up. Because I live off of 192, I deal with everyone leaving Disney, going towards like the west side, towards like Highway 27. So I get stuck in this standstill traffic, especially after like 4 o'clock. I just tend to not even leave the house, unless I have to, because it just gets so aggravating just sitting there, and there's nothing you can do because people are trying to merge in from like the Disney, like leaving Disney property onto 192, and it just becomes a cluster because everybody's trying to get to old Lake Wilson Road or just try to keep going forward. So I think that and I-4, that's something we talk about a lot on here. It's very frustrating when you have to get somewhere in a time like we do, you know, we have appointments to set up, and traffic just does not work with you because, you know, when you looked 10 minutes ago, it said you were going to get there in 30 minutes. Well, now it's up to 45, and you're just seeing red. So it's tough.
Yeah, that is definitely a struggle for most people. You hear it all the time. That's what everyone says. Oh, the traffic. Like, Ruben, what do you think is your like biggest thing you hate about this area? And you've always lived here, so
yeah. So I honestly, I'm probably the least of the haters out in this group. I feel like most people in this group are probably gonna have more things to hate than I do, hence me living here my entire life. I didn't leave, so obviously. I will piggyback off of what Danielle said at first about the traffic, just because that is my number one thing, is the traffic. Mainly just because, you know, right now, like when I lived in Claremont, there's a little traffic. It was fine. I was okay. It wasn't that big of a deal. Currently, until my house is completed, I am renting a home over in Davenport, Haines City, like border. And I have now experienced the true definition of traffic. I have been on I-4. I have been on 27 around that touristy area. So it's just, I have a much, much higher appreciation for people that are from New York and Los Angeles, because I hear about how horrible traffic is over there. And it gives me, you know, gives me nightmare stories of if I lived over there, or if I was visiting over there, how bad the traffic would be over there, because I hear how bad it is. And I feel bad complaining about our traffic because I know it's probably nowhere near as bad as they get it.
Mm.
But I would say that would be my number one thing. If I had to pick something else other than traffic, then I would say, and it's a really, really small thing, and Craig actually touched on it a little bit earlier. It's mainly on 192 and iDrive, but something about me, it's like an eyesore for me when I drive by one of those bootleg Disney gift stores.
On the Wizards or the Mermaids.
Yeah, the Wizards, the Mermaids, the Disney bootleg, like Disney gifts, get Disney tickets, cheap price here or whatever. Mm-hmm. Just driving about that, to me, just makes the area. I mean, I know it's because they're tourist areas, and that's why there's so many there around those areas closer to the parks.
Yeah.
But to me, it just kind of makes it just not as appealing.
You know?
And I wish there were less of those. I just don't like them at all. And then you go in there and you think, oh, they probably have some good stuff there. No, they have like towels with like stickers pushed up against them instead of like being actually embedded in the towels. And, you know, like mugs where like as soon as you put it in a dishwasher once, it's completely erased off.
Yeah.
So I would probably say, I know it's like a small thing, but that would probably be the thing I hate the most about the area.
Craig?
For me, the first thing that I hate, first and foremost, is the weather. I love cold weather, and it's just not that in Florida. You get your cold days in the winter for, you know, a couple weeks total, but then it's right back to hot, and it's just awful. Like, I literally, every time I go outside and hear my air conditioner, I'm just like, I'm wondering, like, when is it going to give up? Because it can't just run this much and last as long as ours did in Pennsylvania. And so it's the feeling of like knowing that if you're driving in your car and you do turn off your AC for a second, your car will go from like good feeling to then like boiling in the sun instantly. And there's no escape from it. You can only tint your windows so much. There's only one way to really become okay with it, and that's just like, you have to, I feel like you almost have to give yourself like what's it when you get way too hot, is it hyperthermia or whichever, the opposite of getting too cold. It's like you have to truly suffer one day and then maybe you'll be okay with it. But
yeah, and I think that's what happened with me. So last summer in July, the AC in my car went out, so I really had to decide, did I want to live in Florida? Because I would drive to showings. I had the windows open. It didn't matter. I was so hot because it's July in Florida. And so I was like, I think this is the true test, is like, if I could stand this, I could live here. And hey, I did it. So
I remember during that time, there was once I like ran into you like out doing showings, and like I saw her and I was like, I immediately like called her and I was like, why do you look like that? Like, because I was at showings, because and then she was like, my air conditioner is out. So I'm like, oh, you had to ride with your windows down and like your makeup's like sweating and your hair is everywhere and stuff. And I'm like, oh my God. Like, and she was like, I can't help it. I don't, my air conditioner. And she had like just started, so she hadn't really gotten any commission checks yet. And she's like, I can't get my car fixed yet.
Okay, my argument to the two of you then, because I'm a huge supporter of the weather here. So would you rather be in a car with a broken AC and the heat, or would you rather be in a car with a broken heater inside the cold?
See, but you can always add layers.
Exactly.
Everyone says that.
You can add a nice winter jacket, a blanket. We used to have, like, I don't know about you, we had a go kit in our cars in case the heat went out when we were, you know, up north, because like, so you don't die.
Yeah. You can only strip down so much
before you go to jail. Before you're Florida man. Yeah. You become Florida man at some point.
Another bad part of living in Florida you get to see, you only see like Florida people on late night shows and stuff when you don't live here. But once you live here and you're daily watching the news as, you know, guy gets on meth and tries to attack people, then it's like, that's scary, but usually that's more Miami. Don't worry about that in Central Florida. Well,
it's not so bad with that here, but that was actually going to be my thing. The traffic actually doesn't bother me too much. It is frustrating when I'm around, but I just like listen to music and podcasts or whatever, and so the time flies pretty quickly with that. And traffic, depending on where you live, it's very like maybe ours is worse, maybe ours is better kind of thing. So that one doesn't bother me. The weather, I'm like, whatever. But I've lived here for like 8 years, and For some reason here, I find it very difficult to like meet people and make friends. And I don't know why that is, because there's so many people around. And I've heard it from friends of mine that live in New York City, where they're like, it's weird to be around. Like, there's almost so many options of people that like, there's millions and millions of people around you, but like, you're still by yourself to a degree. And I obviously I have made friends and met some people, but I've thought sometimes like, oh, like this person could, you know, be somebody I might be friends with. And then maybe they are like, nope, I'm only like vacationing, or I'm temporarily here or whatever, because it's very transient. But I remember once meeting this guy that I was like, oh, like I think he's really cool, we could be friends and stuff. And he was like, do you do drugs? And I was like, I don't. Like, I was like, I really hope this isn't leading into him like asking me for drugs. Like, I was like, I don't want to get into like the Florida thing. He's like, no, I don't do drugs either. He's like, I had a friend that was into meth, and like, he got me into meth for just a little bit, but I'm not. And I was like, okay, first of all, like, I was like, there's a lot to unpack in that. Like, I just met you, like, and I thought like this would like, maybe we could be friends. And I was like, and he just was so casual about it. And I was like, is that just how like Florida is? Cause I just moved here. And I was like, is that how like, is Florida just so casual about it? Because I'm like, meth isn't something you get into. Like, I was like, you don't just pop up one day and be like, I think I'll do this. Like, you know, I'm like, you can't just get into this or whatever. Yeah. I'm into going to the Carrie Underwood concert. Literally, like, that's not the same thing. Yeah. So that's not a hobby. So as I've met people, I'm like, oh my God, like, there's some really, really crazy people that live here. Whereas some other areas, I'm like, you know, it becomes a little bit easier. And I think those meeting places, like where I came from, you met people at church, you met people at work, you met people at these collective the play, your routine places. And here it's kind of hard to get a routine, I think.
Yeah.
And I to kind of like jump off of that, I think a big reason why there's such a like variety of different crazy and crazy good people like in the Central Florida area is just because it's a prime destination for a lot of people to move to. So it's Florida's kind of like one big giant melting pot of everything. So, and that could be a good and a bad thing. It's just, you know, you're gonna have people moving here from all over the world, but at the same time, it's also going to be something that's going to create more traffic. It's going to create more tourism. It's going to create a lot more, stuff that does become problems. But at the same time, I love Florida. I will suck up the traffic and the gift shops I do not like. And the weather is great. Don't let anyone tell you any different.
No, it's not. But like going on that, there's a lot of turnaround, especially in, you know, like the area that I live in. I have been in my house for 6 years and I only know one of my neighbors' names, but I talk to most of them on a weekly basis, if not daily for some of them. And it's just, I don't get it, because the neighborhood, I grew up in a cul-de-sac and everyone knew everyone and constantly said hi. And here it's, we'll say hi and wave, but no one seems to want to get to know other people. And I've never really experienced something like that. So it's honestly, I love when I have old people that kind of move into our area, because they always want to talk. So yeah, that's always nice. But like, then if it's on the younger side, it seems like people are so preoccupied with work or what they love to do that it's like, no, we don't need neighbors. Just it's fine. I live in my own bubble.
And I think that it is like a younger generational thing, because when I moved here, I had that same issue. Like I would go to the local bowling alley in my hometown and I found friends like instantly. But I'm on a bowling league here, and the people that are bowling are like 60 years old. So, I mean, obviously I'm not hanging out with them, because I mean, that would be kind of weird. But anyway, it's just, I don't know if it's being an adult, it's just harder to like make friends. I have no idea, but I've felt that same issue.
Yeah. And it seems to be an across the board, like I've heard it from people who live in different areas, but I've definitely had an easier time because I moved so much. And that's the thing, I moved so much as a kid that I always went to different schools. So I had to, it's either you're by yourself or you have to start getting social and meeting people. And it's weird because most of my friends do not live here. Like, they're all people, they live in South Carolina, they live in Ohio, they live in California, they live in New York City, Maryland, Portland, New Jersey. Like, I'm literally constantly flying to meet them, or they're flying here to meet me. And that's it's just that. I mean, even a group of friends I made now that they live in Baltimore, like, I met them at Epcot, but like, they went home after, and I'm like, oh, that sucks. Like, I wish that, like, if y'all lived here, like, you know, we could hang out more, and that kind of thing. But it is just strange with that. And I think that's been the biggest, my mom's looking to move to this area. And that's the thing I've told her. She has lots of friends. Like, she has lots of friends in her church and her work and social events that she does around the town where she's in. And I have told her, I'm like, I don't know that you're going to find that here. And I'm worried for you to move here because it's just not really that kind of place. Even though you're a social person, like, there's not a lot of people just being approachable. And I had always heard that about the Northeast, like, oh, like, they're very standoffish and they're all this. But every time I travel up there, if I ever start talking to anyone, they're super friendly and they're really nice to me. And they don't get like in your business or anything, but they are very, very social creatures up there. And for some reason here, it seems like the people who want to socialize with you, you very quickly pick up red flags where you're like, you wanted money or something, you know, like, oh, there. Whereas where I'm from, I'm used to being like, well, hey, how's your day going? That kind of thing. And then you just, you know, you kind of move on, or like, I just moved to the area. Like, and you invite them to do something. You're like, oh, you just moved to the area? Like, you know, hi, like, welcome to the area. I moved to my neighborhood in December, and I've like, not talked to anybody in my neighborhood. They've not talked to me. If I pass them walking dogs, they don't look at me. They don't talk. They nothing. So I'm like, this is so bizarre to me because, like, we live next door. So I grew up talking to the people around me, and that doesn't happen too much here. So, but yeah, I mean, traffic, other videos, we've talked about tolls. I don't talk about the tolls. I literally went through and added up my tolls from last month, and they were $17, and I drive constantly. So, yikes. Like, mine are not, to me, that's not super high. So
I'll counter. If I have to come to the studio to record, mine round trip is about $18.
Yours
every
is?
Time oh I come God. Over here. Wow. Yeah, so
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm taking basically every single toll road. So yeah. That's why I don't think it needs to necessarily be talked about. You can choose to sit in traffic, or you can choose to use toll roads and get places faster.
Mm.
But it's, you know, it's one or the other, really.
Yeah. I've not had that experience at all. Like, where my house, like, I'm right up on Disney, and like, I could go out that background and take that toll road, but you have choices, so like, you don't have to go that way. But yeah, for me, I just don't have that issue at all. And when there isn't anybody on the road, like, I was driving here today and I looked down and I was like, I'm going 90, and like, I'm going 90 and it's a 55, and everybody else around me is passing me because they're going like 95. And so I'm like, you know, for any traffic that we sit in, we sure make up for it when like the Autobahn starts around here. And I have never once seen somebody get pulled over for speeding. Like, I've never, like, you know, usually you're driving and there's like cars pulled over by police on the side of the road. Never see it. Like, I don't know if they're like busy with like the meth people or something, but like, I don't see them pulling people over for speeding. So that took some getting used to, where I'm like, now I have to catch myself when I go back to Tennessee. I almost always get a ticket whenever I go there. I get pulled over and I have to say, I'm like, I'm so sorry. Like, we just go as fast as we want to. Like, that's what really is it. And no one says anything. So some people go 45 and some people go like 100 or whatever on the I-4 if there's space or on the toll roads. So
yeah. And, you know, for those people that do complain about those toll roads, keep in mind, you know, they're to avoid that other big hate that everybody has about moving to the Central Florida area, traffic. So, you know, without those, you'll have to sit in even more of that traffic. And trust me, I hate traffic a lot more than paying a couple dollars to just get somewhere quicker.
Yeah. So there are several things to watch out for whenever you move to this area. And then there's other stuff we didn't even talk about. There's alligators and stuff. They don't end up being as big of a deal as you would think. So they're about as big a deal as like quicksand or whatever ends up being. So it's there and you hear about it, but I don't see it. So it doesn't come up very often, but there are those elements of it. But overall, I think we're all happy that we live here. We're all happy we moved to this area. And we asked on the previously on the other show, if everyone seems satisfied that they did end up moving this area. But if you are looking to move here, feel free to reach out to us. You can reach out to Danielle, Danielle, at movingtoorlando.com, or Ruben, Ruben, at movingtoorlando.com. And of course, we have our website, movingtoorlando.com, for our contact us form, and you can get paired up with a great agent. And we have our phone number.
Yep. Inside the United States, it is 855-650-6683. And outside of the United States, it is 407-584-3429.